Hello, my name's Amanda Wright, Hypnogenie, Perth Master Clinical Hypnotherapist. This audio track contains a very powerful hypnotic induction. Therefore, it should not be listened to while driving a vehicle, operating equipment, or any other high-risk activity. In a moment, you will enter a very deep, lovely state of hypnosis. However, in the event of an emergency, you will be able to act effectively. Now find a place where you can relax and settle down undisturbed, and make this time a time for you, a time where you can connect body and mind, easing the uncertainty, worry, tension that you may be carrying, and enable you to relax. Allow yourself in this safe, quiet space, time to regain your sense of balance, focus and calm, letting go all you no longer need and all that no longer serves you. Looking forward to the new you. Now that you're so completely relaxed, I can speak to that part of you that knows all about you. That special part that's been taking care of you all these years. With your permission, I would like to speak to that part of your subconscious mind that knows all about these alcohol habits of yours. And it's that part that I'm speaking to now. For whatever reason, in your past, your subconscious has allowed you to use alcohol as a coping strategy. It was a good, valid, logical reason at the time, but things have moved on and alcohol is no longer needed as a coping strategy. Continuing with old habits of drinking is damaging, and it's time to make a change. I want you to think of the most important reason to you for being free of these old alcohol habits and behaviors. The most important reason of focusing your mind to change your subconscious responses to drinking alcohol. Maybe you will feel more in control. Maybe you would become slimmer. Maybe you would feel happier or have more energy and vitality in the morning. I want you to think what the most important benefit will be to you. Now for a moment, imagine that most important benefit so vividly that you feel as though you are already enjoying success. Imagine for a moment you are already enjoying days and nights free of any alcohol dependency. That ideal you living free, healthy, and happily in your life. You love how you feel. Imagine feeling so fit, so healthy, full of energy and vibrant good health. You have begun a positive approach for gaining that benefit for yourself. You have made a conscious decision to improve your health and to take back control. And as you relax more deeply now, you can be aware of the different parts of your body. Maybe your hand or foot. Be aware of how it feels. You can be aware of how your stomach feels. When you relax deeply, everything in your body begins to work just as it should. The immune system, the kidneys, the liver. When you relax deeply, everything can work just as it should. Just like a kind of orchestra, all the organs in the body working in time, playing the perfect tune, just like an orchestra. And you are the conductor of that orchestra. You can be in touch with the liver that plays its part and notice how it wants to repair itself, to play an even bigger part. How it wants to work with you. That's it. The liver works for you and it requires certain things from you, the conductor, like respect, the right input. And your liver is going to be so grateful, as is your skin, your social life, your work life, and the whole of your body is going to feel so grateful as your orchestra can begin to vibrate with joy, playing the perfect music. But they need you to direct them, to be their leader in healthy ways, to stand up to the bully of alcohol. If a person feels they have to do something, then they are being bullied and forced into it, whether by a person or someone else, and how it's going to feel to begin to rebel and stand up to that alcohol, allowing your orchestra to really play the perfect music, the perfect tune. And do not be conned into feeling that certain times are solely linked to the consumption of alcohol, because you can do all of these things free of alcohol and relax and enjoy them even more. I'd like you to see yourself in your mind in a situation where you would normally have turned to alcohol. Maybe it's at home or maybe out with friends, but see yourself in your mind's eye turning your back on alcohol. Seeing yourself free, happy and relaxed, free of alcohol, having grown beyond it and out of it. And as evening approaches, you can feel even more rested as you enjoy the clarity of mind and health within your body, restoring you to a way of life where you stand up to alcohol. You have the power to escape that bully that's full of empty promises, and the more you stand up to it, the less interested it becomes in you. As you really begin to feel more empowered, you can become stronger from within, so that those parts of your body and mind can work together just like an orchestra. Over the next few weeks, to your pleasure, to your great satisfaction, you will become aware that any dependency is reducing safely and naturally. You begin to crave water, knowing that water is so good for you, ridding your body of any toxins. You can start to find ways of exercising daily. Exercise that you totally enjoy. You begin to look forward to that exercise, knowing that it is helping you become that healthier, happier you. You can start to feel that renewed energy, renewed drive and determination to set yourself goals, goals for your own health, knowing that you are in the driving seat. You are responsible and you are in control of your drinking habits. You look forward to and you love the power of choice. You love these feelings of motivation, of energy, and you feel fantastic. In fact, better than you felt in ages. I'm going to bring you back now. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be able to open your eyes. And those wonderful, wonderful feelings, those can-do feelings of strength and determination will remain with you just as long as you need. So 5. Just slowly, slowly coming back. 4. Starting to feel that energy moving through your body. 3. Breathing a little more deeply now, starting to wriggle your fingers and toes. 2. You're feeling so, so good on the inside. So, so good on the outside. And 1. You can open your eyes. 1.